in the family. The Carmelite Sisters.
My name is Sister Mary of St. Joseph. I have been a Carmelite at Notting Hill for more than 40 years. The Order of Carmel in itself goes back to the Middle Ages, began in the 13th century on Mount Carmel, from which it takes its name in the Holy Land, begun by a group of hermits who gathered there and eventually formed themselves into a religious order. In Spain in the 16th century, when the Church was undergoing the Reformation, St. Teresa of Avila founded a reformed branch, a renewed branch of the Carmelite order based on what she understood of the spirit of those early hermits. The essence of her vision was to construct a way of life that would support and encourage a life of prayer, a life dedicated to prayer, very much at the service of the Church and of the whole of humanity. Her own experience of the Reformation, this attack on the unity of the Church, impacted on her as an attack on Christ himself, and that led to her famous declaration, "My one wish was and still is that as Christ has so many enemies and so few friends, his few friends should be good ones." She saw that life of prayer as being a way of serving the Church in a hidden, interior way, strengthening the Church, as it were, from within. Today, we experience the Church under attack in many different ways, suffering in many different ways, attacked from outside, suffering scandal and dissension from within. And we can easily resonate with St. Teresa's words when she said, "The world is on fire. Don't let any more harm come to your Church, Lord." So today, the Carmelites still desire to offer their lives in prayer for the Church, for all of humanity. Prayer understood as a relationship with God. We're invited, called by God, to a relationship of deep intimacy with him, to the point of coming to recognize our oneness with him. We trust that by opening ourselves, opening our hearts fully to the love that God desires to bestow on everyone, to pour out on the whole world, that we can be channels of his love to others by receiving it as fully as we can ourselves. So in our day-to-day lives, the central feature of our day is the 2 hours of prayer, one at the beginning, one in the evening, the sort of bookends of a Carmelite day. We also pray the Liturgy of the Hours throughout the day. But there is a special focus, a special regard for those 2 hours of silent prayer, which are our personal communion with God. It's there that our relationship with God grows. It's there that he leads us, draws us, teaches us, and receives what we try to give him in love, in sacrifice, for all of humanity. The Carmelite Order is blessed with many great saints. Probably the best known is St. Thérèse of Lisieux. And her way of understanding her vocation can appeal to many people. It makes a lot of sense when she speaks of being love in the heart of the Church. She understood that although she had great desires to do things for the Church, for people, that she could do most of all by simply being love. The Carmelite friars express their vocation also in an external ministry, but the nuns are entirely cloistered and focus exclusively on a life of contemplative prayer. All of the needs of the church and the world are held in our prayer, and that also includes the needs of individuals, of those of you who are listening. Be assured that whatever struggle or difficulty you experience in life, whatever your dreams or hopes are, that they're held somewhere in the prayer of Carmel.